After coming to Gainesville and being here about 6 months, he still tried to get me to come back to Baltimore.
Did he really?
Yeah. Now, here's what he said. The church around the corner from me, you know the church, yes. They got 1,500 members, yes. They need a pastor. And I'll be retiring in a couple of years and you switch from that church to this one. No, Reverend Payne, I'm not going to do that. I just got here. So I'm not planning on leaving here. I just got here.
Were you being selfish?
Well, I wasn't selfish. My wife had been hired as a teacher. And the church had given me a job here. And I saw several things that I wanted to do. I saw need for public housing as soon as I got here. I saw need for daycare centers. And I had in the back of my mind to do something about black business. And there was a great need for civil rights in Gainesville.
How did you, why did you choose Gainesville? I think you were in St. Augustine prior to coming here.
Well, I didn't choose Gainesville as such. We got bogged down in civil rights in St. Augustine, and it became to be a very dangerous situation. At first, my wife was teaching in a night school system in St. Augustine. Because of my activities, she was fired.
Now, your activities were work now?
Activities of civil rights.
Oh, you were involved there in civil rights?
I was involved in civil rights. Well, right to the bogged down in civil rights and threatening situations and all that kind of stuff. So they fired her in St. Augustine, and she went to Bunnell in Flagler County and got a job. And after 2 years, they fired her there because of my activities in civil rights. And I thought it was time to get out. We had invited Dr. King to come and help us, but he had not gotten there then. We had sit-ins and demonstrations and all that kind of stuff. And I was the leader of the movement behind the scene. But around, a lot of black people knew it, but a lot of white people didn't know it. Uh-huh. But when they found it out, then they took action. I decided it was time to leave St. Augustine. I came to Mount Carmel in Gainesville. I fainted in the pulpit when I came here to preach. I guess it was because of the heat, the frustration, and the fear, and so many things, just right. So I fainted in the pulpit. But in spite of my fainting, they did call me.
And did you immediately become involved in the civil rights movement in Gainesville, or was there a movement in Gainesville?
They had some freedom riders to come through here. They didn't have much of a movement. We gave our youth banquet at the church. George Mickle was a student at the university. He was our honored guest, although he was a member of the church.
Uh-huh.
And near the end of the banquet, he came and he sat beside me and he said, Reverend Wright, yes. He said, that stuff you had going in St. Augustine, we need to do some of the same stuff here.
Mm.
And I shook my head and said, man, I'm going to tell you, I'm just right out of the fire. And I'm not planning on getting back into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
But they started some sit-ins at restaurants. And I met Dr. Paul Horn out of the university. Marshall Jones out of the university, some more professors. And we started sit-ins, picketing, the whole works. And not long after that, I was elected president of the NAACP, and we just, and then done at the same time, I ran for the city commission, lost and ran again. But we had wonderful support from the university, and we had a real movement.